The K Jazz Show, Sundays on Kofifi FM 97.2.
On the K Jazz Show today, we're honored to welcome one of the great voices of our time. Sean Jones is a celebrated band leader, composer, and former lead trumpeter of the Jazz at the Lincoln Center with Wynton Marsalis, I beg your pardon. And of course, as artistic director of Carnegie Hall's National Youth Jazz Orchestra, he is shaping the next generation of jazz ambassadors, taking this music across the globe. He joins us now, you know, to talk about the powerful new live album, Live in Johannesburg, recorded at the iconic Market Theater here in the city. This is a story about music, history, and cultural exchange told through the spirit of jazz. Sean, welcome to the show.
Great to be here, Marco. Thank you for having me.
It's a joy having you. And I want to start, you know, right at the heart of things. When you listen back, you know, to the project Live in Johannesburg, what's the first feeling or maybe memory that floods back for you from those nights at the Market Theater?
Joy. That's easy. Immediately. The word joy. There was so much vibrancy in the room. The spirit of our ancestors was in there. It just felt like this sort of out-of-body spiritual experience. I knew that I was on sacred ground, and the students knew it too. Mm. And all of our guest artists. And it was just wonderful to have a residency in this place. And it was great to be able to capture it. I actually didn't even know that our sound engineer recorded it until afterwards. Wow. So that was a nice sort of surprise to hear not just the band play on the recording, but you can really hear the audience and the vibrancy in there. So, you know, going back to the word joy, it was just a joyous occasion. It was just a celebration of the freedom of the human spirit.
The project, you know, brought together young American musicians, you know, students, you know, with the spirit and the history of South Africa, you know, just as you've explained that. How did the exchange, I guess, the energy of Johannesburg, the story of the Market Theater, shape the way, you know, they played and ultimately the way this record sounds?
Well, it made the students become more free.
Yeah.
They realized that, I mean, you know, with walking around Joburg and going to Soweto, they felt that they felt the energy of the ground. They felt the struggle. They felt the overcoming of the struggle. They felt the continuance of the struggle. And their humanity rose up during that performance. And although, you know, those students represent multiple religions, ethnicities, all kind of backgrounds, they all sort of came together with the notion that the human spirit can overcome any level of differences. And that's what we got to. And again, it was a real treat being able to spend that much time there so that we could really soak up the energy of the place, you know? And it was just wonderful, man. It was just, I get goosebumps thinking about it now.
You've called the young musicians sonic poets. Sean, what did you see in them, you know, on this tour that affirmed that statement, particularly in the way they carried the weight and the joy of both American and South African jazz traditions?
Yeah, I think that it was a sort of a confluence of a few different things that happened. Number one, just being in Johannesburg, being in South Africa, that was exciting. We also, you know, made them aware of the history before we got there. We had a few speakers come and speak to the students about each place that we went to and the history around it. So they were prepped before we even got there. Also, the students themselves. I mean, that was just a unique group of students. A lot of them are planning or have planned to become dual majors and go into political science and as well as music. So it was just a unique sort of mix of circumstances that culminated in that performance. You know, the time on earth, the election cycle that we were in the United States, all of that just sort of came together to present that level of spirit consciousness that comes through on the recording, you know.
We're in conversation this Sunday with trumpeter, composer, and visionary Sean Jones, who recorded live in Johannesburg with the National Youth Jazz Orchestra at the iconic, of course, Market Theatre right here in Johannesburg. Now, Sean, the album, you know, includes works by South African composers like Sibusiso Mashilwane alongside, you know, the American jazz standards. Let's reflect, you know, on the intentionality, you know, of this balance now. And what story were you hoping to tell through, you know, this blending of repertoires?
Well, that our histories are intrinsically tied together. Mash, boy, his piece is such, I mean, there's so much spirit in it. You could hear how his particular piece was related to the piece that we played before it, which was it's slipping my mind right now, but we're evoking the spirit of Train. Yes, Lakeisha Benjamin. Yeah, that. So we did that piece right before we played Mash's piece. So it was just this sort of vibrancy that was happening. Mm. And it was my goal as the artistic director to create programming that highlighted the influences of American jazz on South African jazz and vice versa, because this is all African music. It's all Africanized music. It's all Black music. And so you have some of Duke Ellington on that program. You have sophisticated music from Billy Childs on that program. Obviously, Alicia's music, you know, has a lot of twinges from the entire continent of Africa. But to have Mash's piece right next to Lakeisha Benjamin's piece, you would think that they were created from the same place. And I believe that they were created from the same place, the same spiritual place, although being from different geographic locations.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty amazing. And I got to pat myself on the back a little bit because, you know, it came off. And that is because I did my best to think about the spirit and to think about where we were going and what the mission was. And I think that we got that across.
And you know, the Isiqui Suite is the track we're talking about. You know, it's such a powerful statement, you know, rooted in South African rhythm and spirit. Now, for you in the room now, take us into the room. What was it like watching the band and many of them encountering this music for the very first time step into this world?
It was like watching a beautiful flower grow. It really was. I mean, to see 16, 17, 18-year-olds come in as perfect strangers, and then the music just makes them come to life. It elevates them. It connects them to other people, you know. It was like literally watching these little seedlings or these small little trees just sort of blossom together. But the thing that people don't see is how the roots intertwine. So those roots began to intertwine as the tree was growing. And it's just amazing. They're all still connected, by the way. They all stay in touch with each other.
Wow.
We change the band every year.
Mm.
We go through an audition process and the band changes every year, but they all become fast friends.
Mm.
And that's really the biggest goal with NYO Jazz. And that is to create a wonderful alumni network where they all support each other. But the fact that we went to South Africa and we were able to get some of that spirit consciousness elevated them not only as musicians and friends, but also as human beings that are connected to the overall spirit connectivity of human consciousness, which is a wonderful side effect of this music and being so closely connected to other people all around the globe. It was really wonderful. I mean, it was of all of the experiences that we've had with NYO Jazz, that's definitely up in the top couple. Mm.
You know, and you've played, Sean, in legendary halls all over the world, but recording at the Market Theater has a different kind of resonance now, you know, carrying history, carrying resistance and memory, which have, you know, been part of our conversation here this Sunday. I want to know, maybe, did you feel the weight of that legacy, though, on that stage? You know, and how did that affect the performances, knowing what you know about that place?
I actually didn't feel any weight at all. I felt lifted, you know. I guess that's because, you know, I have a lot of years behind me at this point. You know, I'm in the middle of my life, and early in my life, I had the chance to play some of the great halls, as you've mentioned, in the world. So I wasn't nervous at all. I walked into there, and when I got off the plane, I just felt lifted. I felt like I belonged. I felt like I was around my people.
Mm.
And it just became a celebration, man. It was a huge celebration the whole time. And so I didn't feel the weight at all. I felt like I was being carried.
On the KJ Show this Sunday, our guest is trumpeter Sean Jones, and he and I have been talking about this latest project live in Johannesburg, including listening to some of the music from this offering. Author, director, playwright, and actor John Kani spoke so beautifully, Sean, about hearing truth and hope in the young lives, in the young people's lives, voices. You know, as band leader, how did you witness that truth coming alive in the music night after night?
Well, I have to say, number one, being around John Kani. I mean, there are a few people that walk the earth where you could tell that the entire lineage of our people is with them. You know, I mean, I know he was standing there physically alone, but he had a tribe with him. Just to feel that energy and to meet him. I mean, it, again, I get goosebumps thinking about it, but you know, again, the whole experience, man, just, you know, from beginning to end, can't be replicated. It just can't. And I'm really thankful that we had the opportunity to perform for that many nights at the Market Theater. I mean, I could tell that the audience was just, I could tell that they were waiting for us. We were waiting for them. It all just felt great. But to be in the presence of such nobility was phenomenal, and the students felt that as well, and so there was sort of a reverence in the room along with that, just like a good church service. Like I grew up in a Pentecostal church, and there was tons of celebration and energy and all of that, but there was always this deep sort of reverence for what was going on, and I felt that as well.
Oh, the incredible history of the Market Theater has captured you, sir.
It has.
Yeah, yeah. And collaboration, you know, was key on this project, with Alicia's, of course, soaring voice and the contributions of Romy Bratiseth and Linda Skakani. You know, what did those collaborations add to the texture and the soul, maybe, of the project?
Well, it let, you know, it further emphasized that this music is global. It is no longer just American music. It that's the roots of it, but it is big. Our guest artists are unbelievable. Yeah, Romy, Linda, you know, and of course Alicia, you know, unbelievable. And their sound just kind of wrapped around one another, you know. And it lifted the overall performance, which I'm very thankful of. And they were masterful. I mean, just master musicians. You know, Linda, oh my gosh. I mean, I've been watching his career, you know, it just grow, and he's tearing it up all over the world. And it just shows that, yeah, the world truly is small. It's big, but the community,
yeah,
it's tight and it's beautiful. And I honestly, I can't wait to see them again and play with them again. So it's going to be great
whenever that happens. Now, just tapping into some of the work that you do, you know, when you teach, you know, at NYO, you've described jazz as the greatest sonic depiction of democracy, a powerful statement, you know. Listening to the album, one hears both individuality and togetherness, which you've spoken about throughout this conversation. But how do you teach and nurture that balance in a big band of young musicians?
Well, first of all, they're not going to do anything that they don't see. So I try to embody that. I try to embody that democratic spirit by not being dictatorial when I'm in front of the band saying, you have to do this way. I encourage them to share their ideas. Also, just the process of creating jazz is democratic. You know, you're creating music with other people on the spot, and that requires a lot of negotiation, a lot of give and take, a lot of assertiveness, and a lot of yielding. So you have to be fluid. And so we afford them the opportunity before we even go on the road, and we have 2 weeks of rehearsals in which they can explore all of these things. So that's a great part of it, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, as we wrap up this conversation, Sean, the Sunday, you know, the album is not only a document of a tour, but has become a cultural movement. You know, what do you hope our listeners, whether in South Africa or maybe here, they're at home in the US, you know, anywhere in the world for that fact, take away from Live in Johannesburg as a project?
That it's time to come together. It's time to celebrate the human spirit more than ever in our time. We as a species are in danger of becoming so self-centered that we literally kill ourselves from the inside out. And what I mean by inside out is individually, we become so self-centered that we poison ourselves. And then that poison permeates to the next person that you see. And that level of toxicity is what we're seeing in the world right now, where everyone is so concerned with I. That particular recording represents we, the human spirit, all of us together celebrating one another, coming out of ourselves just for a minute to lock arms and create sounds and vibrations together that transcends our limited individuality and explores and expresses our collective energy, which is more powerful than anything. And in the Christian Bible, there's a scripture that says, where there are two or three gathered in my name, I will be in the midst. And so if we all want to get to a power that is greater than any of us, we have to combine together and allow that power to surge through us and take us to where we're supposed to go. So that's what I hope that the listener will get from that.
The incredible Sean Jones, artistic director at NYO Jazz, reflecting on their powerful new album, Live in Johannesburg, a celebration of youth, legacy, and a unifying voice of jazz. And of course, he was on the K Jazz Show.